Chamber of Commerce Day. Man, Mayor Joey Spellenberg, way to go.
Oh, hey, absolutely. We'll take it. It's feeling like spring, which is good.
Yeah, claim every one of those that you can.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. City Council meeting set for tonight. City Council Chambers, and you'll start tonight. 7 o'clock, as always, at 400 East Military. But tonight, Community Development Agency agenda is first. So there's a resolution in there, a public hearing to update the downtown Fremont blight and substandard study.
Yeah, so we are doing a project downtown with the Fremont Police Department and also in partnership with RVR Bank. And through that process, we're actually updating the blight and substandard study for downtown. All that does is just expanding it to allow kind of more redevelopment in that area and possibilities for tax increment financing throughout the district. So we're seeing a lot of great revitalization and throughout the downtown, and this will kind of help spur that and some other areas of the downtown as well. So
yeah, actually, will that expand the downtown across Military then?
Yeah, it will. And so you can go online and look at the actual map of the what the blight and substandard district is.
Okay.
And so again, we're only allowed to have a certain amount of blight and substandard area throughout the community. And again, all that is just the ability to help redevelop certain parts of the community. So.
Okay. Mayor's comments tonight. Anything that you really want to note?
I just note it's National Library Week this week, as well as next week is National Telecommunications Week. So we do try like to feature our employees throughout the library and the dispatch communications and appreciate their service to the community. So we'd like to mention those folks.
Okay. Moving on to the next items on the agenda is business from the previous meetings, and looks like you have five items there. One deals with the community or the downtown Fremont blight. Item three, though, is Resolution 2024-84 for a conditional use permit for an electronic outdoor electronic message sign on property located at 1100 South Bud Boulevard.
Yeah, so this was, I think last year we approved a new ordinance for billboards throughout the community. They have to fit within our ordinances, and there's certain requirements that have to be met, and there can only be so many in a matter of feet within mm-hmm. our district. So this would approve a new electronic billboard. This would be at 1100 South Bud Boulevard. This will be double-faced electronic, passed the Planning Commission 7-0, complies with our ordinances.
Okay. Items 4 and 5 on the public hearing side pretty much go together. Ordinance 5673 and 5674. One is for a change of zone from general industrial to auto urban residential for a portion of the vacated Claremar Street located between Railroad and Cumming, and the other is annexing a portion of that, right?
Yeah, so we are just kind of cleaning up this area down on South Claremar. Viterra, which was previously Gavilon, is dedicating some right-of-way, and which that requires a change of zone to do that, and then we are also annexing a portion of that area too, basically cleaning that up to where if we were to build a road in that area or and also drainage in that area. These two items kind of help clean that up for the city.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Item six is Ordinance 5675, amending Fremont Municipal Code to exclude swimming pools from the calculation of impervious coverage.
Yeah, so back in 2017, when we changed our municipal code, swimming pools were again added to the impervious surface. And so as we are kind of looking at that, we're getting a lot of requests for pools at this point. And we kind of did a little bit more research on this, and other cities right now, including Columbus, Kearney, Papillion, and most other cities don't have that as part of your impervious service coverage for pools.
What does that mean?
So basically it allows you to, it's harder to build a pool essentially in your backyard because it has to be a lot smaller. But we've also found that pools also help with the drainage too and add to that too. So this kind of, again, corrects that and allows more pools throughout the community.
Okay. Consent agenda items. Looks like you have about 12. Item 7 is Resolution 2024-96, approving the purchase of a couple of cruisers for the police department from Anderson Ford of Lincoln.
Yeah, so these will replace two existing cruisers, Ford Explorers.
Item 11, we'll skip down to item 11 is resolution 2024-86 to award a bid for a lift station generator preventive maintenance program to Nebraska Generator Service.
Yeah, so this would be our full service maintenance for our lift station, just over $11,000.
We just have one generator there, or is there
several? I believe
several?
So, yes.
Okay, I was just curious. Item 12 is resolution 2024-87, affirming the existing policies and approving the proposed changes to the Department of Utilities customer service policy packet.
Yeah, so right now within customer service, we have a lot of different policies that haven't really been put together in one kind of formal document. So this is just kind of formalizing what we have in our customer service department.
Okay. Item 13 is a motion to move to receive and file the Fremont Housing Agency annual report, which I just received yesterday.
Yeah, so we appreciate Rita Grigg, our executive director, and all the work that the board does for the Fremont Housing Agency. They have 243 units in Stanton and Gifford Tower, and then 149 townhome units at Summers Point, Hidden Brook, and Fremont Northside. So 392 total between all those. That's a lot of housing units.
They're doing a great job.
Absolutely.
And working on, I think they're taking names for the wait list for Magnolia Estates.
It's exciting.
So, yeah, very good. Item 14 is resolution 2024-88, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the agreement with Kronos UKG for their human resources information system software package.
Yeah, so our HR information system software package will no longer be supported. So this is approving the bid to UKG Ready for that.
Okay. Item 15 is, seems like we always have this, motion to approve a cement asphalt excavate worker license applications.
We have a lot of work and development going on in Fremont, a lot of contractors that need to come to the community and do work. This is to PAR Construction and Remodeling.
Item 16 is resolution 2024-91, authorizing city staff to award a bid and execute a purchase order with Strobel Energy Group Wastewater Treatment Plant Headworks Piping Replacement.
So this is in our this would be to replace piping in the Headworks building out at the wastewater treatment plant. This would award it to Strobel Energy Group for $297,631.
Is that the big bubble building? Not sure.
I need to get Keith Contour here.
Item 17 is resolution 2024-93, authorizing the mayor to sign a change order with Searcy Dynex on behalf of Keene Memorial Library's master agreement.
So we're working on a mobile application out at the library. This would just be a change order to have Blue Cloud Mobile do our mobile application.
Okay. Item 18 is to receive and file the 2023-2024 tax increment financing annual report.
Yeah, so we do a report for all of our tax increment financing projects. We're required to do a report. And so we have just about 1,929 acres throughout the community that are, again, considered to be the blighted and substandard areas that would allow for redevelopment utilizing tax increment financing. And so we have the report is online in the backup. We have 16 projects right now throughout the city that are tax increment financing projects. And so basically on the report, these projects, again, would not have happened without the tax increment financing. Which started with these 16 at a base valuation of just over $6 million. And so, but when they're completed, they'll have a total valuation of over $192 million.
Oh.
And so because of that ability to utilize tax increment financing, that will add again to the valuation of the community when they are completed. That's over a 15-year period. And so, again, it is also an incentive to help redevelop and revitalize certain parts of our community. And so we've had certain businesses come off within the last few years, Fremont Contract Carriers, Eagle Distributing, Powerhouse Apartments, and Christensen Lumber. And all those, again, that full valuation of all that redevelopment is coming back to the community. So, you know, we have, again, those 16 projects are online if you don't want to do go on there and look at them. And Chris, you know, happy to answer any questions you have.
It's good to know that we have 15 or 16 other projects that'll be coming off in the next 15 years. And looks like we have several that'll be within the next 8 years. And one of those, it doesn't seem like it's been this long, but Costco, wow.
It's unbelievable. Time flies, doesn't it?
I know. It's already been 7 years.
Already been 7 years. Yep.
And even Holstone, I mean, well, theirs is still kind of unknown yet, but because they've been building in phases. But man, there's just a lot of hundreds of millions of dollars sitting out there that we'll be seeing here in the next 10 years.
Yeah, and what's really important is, you know, these entities that utilize tax increment financing still pay, again, the taxes for their base valuation. So the valuation that was already there is still coming to the schools, the city, and the county. And so after the redevelopment, after that 15 years, that the improvements they've made and the increased valuation then is a windfall to the community through these projects. So, it helps encourage the community to redevelop, and we're going to see, I think, a lot more in the future, especially, you know, as we look at our downtown area, and it's going to be great to see the community grow in the future.
Yeah, and just looking at the future plans for development plans for Fremont. It's moving in the positive side, I'd say, for sure with that. Item 19 is Resolution 2024-97, approves the purchase of some police cruiser Tahoes from Husker Auto Group.
Yeah, so this is actually a little bit of a change. So we are actually going to transition any new purchases for the police department to Tahoes rather than Explorer. So you're going to see Tahoes around town. We're actually able to get them less expensive than the Explorers.
Maybe a little bit about that, because when people hear, okay, it came from a different company, but everybody puts their bids in.
Yes, correct. Yeah, we actually have a fleet manager within the city right now is working very, very hard to get our community the best possible pricing and to be able to get these Tahoes for less than the Explorers. Our officers kind of like the Tahoes, a little bit more space.
Right.
So this is to get those again less expensive. Again, help us transition from the Explorers to the Tahoes in the future.
Yeah. New business items. We have four items. Item 20 is Resolution 2024-94, approves the master fee schedule for the City of Fremont and the Department of Utilities to authorize staff to assess those fees according to the users of those services.
Yeah, so we do this every year. We approve the master fee schedule. This is the fees for everything throughout the city, from, you know, parks and recreation to planning to the building department to the utilities. So again, you can go online and be able to see every single one of those and any changes that are being proposed. So
item 21 is a discussion regarding the adoption of a outdoor special event application process.
Yeah, this is great. We've been getting a lot of requests, again, for outdoor events throughout the community, mm-hmm. and this is kind of coming from our city clerk. We'd just like to standardize that process, simplify the application, improve the public safety quality of life, and enhance our fiscal responsibility with our outdoor special events. So we're just going to have a discussion on this within the council and hear kind of a proposal from staff on what they're thinking. And so I think it's just great. We're getting a lot of requests for outdoor events.
Good.
So.
Good deal. Item 22 is Resolution 2024-95 for Unit 8 turbine valve and generator field inspection and generator stator rewind at the power plant.
Yeah, so this is actually every 30 years we have to go through this process where we rewind the stator, and that's above my pay grade really to understand that. But this is on our Unit 8 turbine, and so this is a contract with Ethos Energy Power Services, and so they will again go in there and do this rewind, and so actually there'll be some really cool pictures. From what I've heard, be able to see things inside Unit 8 that you don't normally get to see in the power plant, the massive generator. Okay. So we'll make sure to get that out. These aren't going to happen. This is just the contract. This is going to happen here later in the future. But this will approve that contract to Ethos Energy Power Service.
So. There won't be any eclipse or anything, right? Okay, good. Okay.
Not cool. That we know
won't
of.
Won't cause one,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Item, the final item on tonight's agenda, Resolution 2024-98, authorizes the mayor to sign a 3-year extension agreement with North Risk Partners for City of Fremont Department of Utilities Brokerage Services.
Yes, this is a 3-year extension for $29,000. It's a fixed fee. For 3 years with North Risk Partners to do our brokerage services for our property and casualty insurance.
All right. So. Well, looks like not a lot of items on the agenda, so we'll see how the meeting goes.
Yeah, a lot of good things to discuss. I think a lot of, as we continue to move in the positive direction with a lot of things in the community as we get ready for the summer. We got a lot of construction going on in the community. We appreciate your patience with that. I actually just saw our new pothole machine out filling potholes. So it's, if you see that, that's exciting. So I know we're getting out to the roads. It's a huge priority for us in the city to maintain safe and efficient roadways. Again, a lot of construction and looking forward to spring and summer, right?
Yeah. So. Where do you feel our roads are on a scale of 1 to 10? I'd say like 7 or 8. I don't see that many potholes. Yeah, really,
you know, there's always room to improve, and we will work very, very hard. You know, when you look at Fremont now with the Southeast Beltway complete, and then 275, and I saw Highway 30, they're going to get started working on that to get that to 4 lanes.
Yep.
We're really in a good position of surrounding the community, and so really our attention right now is in the community. Mm-hmm. It's you know, resurfacing key streets, getting out, filling as many potholes as we can. If you see a pothole, there's online. You can go online, go to our website. You can fill out a request. We'll do our best to respond as quickly as possible. And so we know how important that is to the community. And again, that's a huge priority for me and the city is to do that. So there's always room to improve with roads.
I'm going to say you're doing a great job. Just ruined a tire with an Omaha pothole about 2 weeks ago. And after working there for so many years, streets are horrible. And then I lived in Lincoln for a few years, and they were better, but they still weren't good. Coming to Fremont is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we look forward to tonight's meeting, 7 o'clock, 400 East Military, or you can see it online, City of Fremont website. And just if you put in on YouTube, City of Fremont, Nebraska, it'll show up there, right?
Yes, correct.
Very good. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mayor.
Yeah.